And welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Juno Dance Theater brings ballet to us both to behold and experience, and maybe not in the way that we would have in the past, but there is still a way to appreciate all that's gone into the Juno Dance Theater's upcoming concert. And joining us now, we have Bridget Lujan. She is executive director of the Juno Dance Theater. And Zachary Hench, he's artistic director of the company. And I guess this is really exciting that you have put a lot of effort into a virtual concert. Zachary, you know, how different is this for you to be putting what is normally on a big stage with a big crowd together in a different format?
Do you mean as far as doing a virtual performance versus a live one? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, because typically, you know, you have students of all ages and different groups, and they go on a big stage and their parents are right there in the audience. And it probably has to stretch your creativity to figure out how to bring that same level of excitement.
Yeah, certainly. You know, this is our first attempt at doing a virtual performance from the stage. So certainly a learning curve for everybody. But one of the big challenges, I think, and something that we missed in the filming of this was the synergy that takes place between the audience and the artist. So without that, we did our best to make it everything it would normally be in a normal performance, minus the audience. So the stage lights are still there, the music is still there, the spotlights are on them. And we didn't stop and start, you know, in between during a piece. So we really tried to run it like it was a full performance so the students could really get the feel of that.
Well, Bridget, you are working with the students and their families all year long. Do you think this has been a big growth process?
I think we've all learned a lot along the way. mostly where there's a will, there is a way. And it was critical for Juno Dance Theater to find a way to be operational this past year. We are heavily reliant on our tuition revenues. And if we are not teaching class and having students come through our facility, then we're not paying our rent and paying our faculty. So a growth experience for all of us. And everyone was just kind of on board and of the mindset that we'll do whatever we need to do to make things happen and do it in a safe way.
So you've got kids of all age groups that you're working with, and you have to put together these dances. So maybe you could prepare us for what we're going to see, because looking at this YouTube video that's been posted of some of the rehearsals, it looks pretty amazing as it is that these young people have been putting in a lot of hard work.
Sure, yes, they have been. You know, as soon as we finished up our virtual Nutcracker performance, we went right to work on the spring performance. So yeah, age ranges from 3 all the way up to, you know, we do offer adult classes, and there was a tap piece that featured one of our adults as well. So all the way from 3 years old, you know, through adulthood and everything in between. So it's they work really hard. We didn't know if we were going to be able to have access to the theater. Yet they still keep working really hard, you know, despite that. To them, I don't think it really mattered what the outcome would be. It was all about the work for them, and they knew there would be some sort of outcome. So, you know, we were really thrilled that we could at least get into the theater and give them that theater experience.
So, Bridget, why don't you give us the particulars about how we can enjoy this, where we go to watch this virtual performance and where it takes place?
Well, it is as easy as a click of a button at junodance.org. You can, there's several different locations on our webpage there to purchase tickets for a spring showcase. They are set show times. So tonight and tomorrow, so 14th and 15th at 7 p.m., that's a hard start time. It's not an on-demand event. So, and then Sunday at 2. It's $15 per device, so bring the whole family into the living room and crowd around the laptop or a TV and enjoy it together. we don't have a way to control that, so we weren't even going to try to say, you know, group admissions, but it's just $15 per device, and it's one device, you know, you get your access code and click the link to start the show when it's showtime and type in your access code, and there you are.
You know, when you think about kids and how hard they work towards something, why is it important that we turn out to support them and give them their due?
That's a great question. I guess I would, you know, it kind of comes with the parenting territory. So parents are always a bit of our built-in audience, and they'll do whatever they need to support their children in their activities. As far as a broader reach into the community, I think that's a goal for every arts organization everywhere, whether they are serving youth or adults, and just trying to reach that greater audience. So why is it important? Well, we hope that the Juno community has an understanding and appreciation for what our organization is doing and trying to do, and enriching the art appreciation and the artistic value of our children and our children's education.
So what do you think, Zachary? I mean, what have these kids achieved, especially during a time of pandemic? And it couldn't have been business as usual in your dance company.
Sure, it absolutely was not business as usual. We had to pretty much alter our whole approach, you know, smaller class sizes, less of them because of that. But they've really persevered through everything and really never wavered in their dedication to this art form that they love so much. And it's really rewarding to see their progress from day to day, week to week, month to month, and year to year. You know, you're watching these children just grow as people, as dancers, as artists. And it's you know, you feel like you're one of their parents as well, or I do. And just couldn't be prouder of them. You know, they're doing something with their lives. They're doing something really worthwhile. And they can tell that, you know, children can tell that. Even at a very young age, they know that they're focusing their energy on something really important, and certainly important to them. So yeah, really amazing to see their progress from small to, you know, older. We have four seniors that graduated this year, and I'm watching them in the audience nearly in tears, thinking about them when they were little kids, and then watching them now and how much they've grown. And again, not only as dancers and artists, but as people. So it's just enriching in every way.
And perhaps that's the part that we don't fully appreciate, is the personal growth, and that will be on full display. All right, well, we are out of time, but I want to thank you very much, Bridget Lujan Hahn and Zachary Hench, for joining us and giving us a preview of the Juno Dance Theater's performance, which begins tonight. So thanks very much, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.